Hello, welcome to my podcast, Dr. D's Guide to Fertility. Now, fertility is a major issue concerning a lot of women now, especially as we're tending to delay having children because of a career or travel or wanting to meet the right partner, somebody that we can spend the rest of our life with, hopefully. But there are major issues and women need to think carefully. Now, fertility is stable at around age 30, but this declines to 25% of that by the time that we reach 45 years of age. The rate of miscarriage also rises greatly as a woman approaches 40 years of age, and a lot of this is because of chromosomal or genetic abnormalities within the embryo. 90% of pregnant 45-year-old ladies will have some sort of chromosomal abnormalities within that fetus. Now, this is quite a large number, as I'm sure you realise. The other big issue is that older women tend to have sex or have a partner who is also an older man. Now, there's been research that shows that with increased paternal age, the sperm gets older and there's greater risk of dominant chromosomal problems such as Marfan syndrome or achondroplasia and other conditions. So maybe older women should consider having a younger man as a partner to have a baby with. Also, we should look at the issue of, do you really want to look after a teenage child if you're a lot older? For example, a 60-year-old mum looking after a 15-year-old might be quite difficult in terms of her other age and other conditions as she gets older. Now, an option some ladies have is that they can freeze their eggs, but then this has the same issues as IVF fertility in that you would have to take hormones, have hormonal injections, and then the eggs are removed during an operation and then these are frozen. It's better to do this while you're younger because really it's the egg age that is important in terms of becoming pregnant and any other complications within that. But you can get all this advice from your doctor, and bear in mind that you should stop smoking, try and eat healthily, incorporate folic acid into your diet, stop drinking as this has shown to cause fetal alcohol syndrome, and also see your doctor to ensure that you don't have other conditions such as fibroids, polycystic ovaries, endometriosis, and obviously cancers and infections will also affect your fertility. We can have various blood tests at the moment to check hormone levels, and also bear in mind that the age of your mum's menopause will probably affect your menopause, but this is not completely reliable in any way. Now, what happens if you do want to delay having a baby? So as I've said, the options are freezing the eggs or freezing the embryos, which are the fertilised eggs, or you can have IVF treatment with the donor egg. But remember that that baby then will not genetically be yours because obviously it's from another donor female. And all in all, you can also adopt. There are lots of babies in the world that need parents. So there are lots of options, but please consider planning this as early as possible if having a child is important to you. And good luck. Okay, bye.